Y'all, man, where the vibes are immaculate every time we hop up in here.
Every time.
I'm going to tell y'all now, it's been a minute since we recorded. I think it's been like 2-3 weeks.
How about that, yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, we got a special guest in the building today.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
We got returning stars in the building today. I'm going to go ahead and start it off, introduce myself. It's your boy, Kaz. You can follow the IG, CAZ_0. Chris is out of commission today. He's taking the day off. We were like, Chris, you work too hard. Go on vacation. Go treat your baby. Go to the DR. Enjoy yourself for the week. Do your thing, whatever. So we got our cameraman.
What up, everybody?
Filling in. He's actually been on here before.
Yeah, I've been on here a few times, actually. A
few times. I think it's your third time.
Yeah, it's my third time. Y'all know me. My name is Devin. You can follow me at _DJProg95.
Yes, sir. And then we got two returning ladies.
Yo, what's up? It's Madison here.
And it's Kara.
So we're doing it a little different today. We have this game on the table. It is called They're a 10, But. So, you know, I'm sure y'all seen on social media the clips and everything. Like, they're a 10, but they do this, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to jump right to it. Family game night. I'm going to explain it real quick. So we have a spinner here. The spinner has 1 through 10, and it says they're a blank butt. So basically, you'll spin. For the people listening to audio, hear the ASMR.
Ooh.
They're a 4. Okay, so that's the example. They're a 4, but. And then in the middle here, we have these cards. We have green positive cards, red negative cards, and gray neutral. So I spin in a neutral, so I would pull a neutral, and then they're a 4, but they do whatever. You give your opinion on what they are now, and then explain why. Make sense?
Sounds easy enough.
Yeah.
All right, bet. So, you know what? I'll go ahead and start it off since I have it. Bear with me. You know, we're going to get a little ASMR every time.
Ooh. I'm a slut for an ASMR.
They're a 3.
Sorry.
We got some positive.
They're a 3, but they always go down on you.
I think
I'm going to give them a 7.
But like, let's say 3
actually,
is
actually,
like,
wait, but it's got to be good.
Yeah.
They got to be good at this.
3 could be like an extra row of teeth. So you need to think about that.
You're right.
No, but like, right. Come on, a 3, bro. Like, really, who's a 3 in today's world? You know what I'm saying? It's got to be some crazy.
You know what? I'm boost them up to a 6.
So if it's good all the time, wouldn't it be an 8?
Wouldn't it be 10?
But listen, the looks are still a 3, though. Okay, I got to get past that.
That's on period.
Yeah, I'm not the type to be throwing a bag over the head.
Wow.
What if they're under the covers?
That works. That works. Hopefully they got a nice little body, you know, something to grab onto.
BYOB, bring your own bag.
All right, so instead of us all doing it, we'll just go ahead and pass it. Give your own opinion.
All right.
Flick that bean. There we go. I could say that. That wasn't a cuss word.
We're going to say, yeah.
They're a 5, but
they only have sex using condoms for the rest. Oh, yeah. Hold on. They only have sex using condoms for the rest of their lives. No expectations.
Oh, this is a perfect one for you. You should give a backstory.
Yeah, I need some context.
You should give a backstory.
Gosh. All right. So the backstory. First of all, I'm gonna answer this first.
No. Backstory first. Backstory.
Right. Context first.
All right. So the backstory is with them.
What do we call you?
They call me Raw Dog.
Okay. I honestly love that for you.
Reason being is because last year I didn't use a condom. Last year.
Like all ever year. Or like.
Like last year was a year that I didn't really use a condom at all.
Okay.
I was just
Raw Dogging.
It just in the moment and just things happen and I didn't want to grab up. I didn't have any at the moment, so I was just like,
You didn't think to go shopping.
I got 20 after million the first few times. I think.
I mean, they have Uber Eats for that.
No,
I'm gonna tell you right now. I've Uber Eats condoms. Okay, I'm just gonna stop right there. I've Uber Eats a lot of crazy things.
No,
and pregnancy tests. Not for myself.
They just leave it at the door, so it's not like you have to make that face.
Uber
like. Not even Instacart, Uber Eats.
No, Uber Eats. Who has time for Instacart? You do like Uber Eats.
How did you get condoms on Uber
Eats? You can do like CVS or Walgreens, whatever. Literally, promise, hand on, like, whatever. Never order them for myself, but there's been times I've, like, had them at my door. Because friends have been like, yo, I can't go to the store and get a pregnancy test. I'm like, hold up.
See, she just like me.
I told you.
You order yours on Amazon.
I order all my condoms on Amazon.
Do they do bulk?
He don't want. Yeah. He don't want to go. He don't want to go to the store to go get it. He's embarrassed.
Hell no. Hate it.
Embarrassed.
Hate it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the backstory. Last year, I didn't use condoms. I maybe used condoms once or twice.
Okay. Well, the first step is acceptance. So as long as you accept it,
I use them now. I use my condoms now.
Congrats. Can I ask a personal question? Were you having sex with a lot of people?
Like, define a lot of people, though. More than... No, actually, I'm not going
to
put a number on
it. We don't have to, like... You can just say yes or no.
You already got the answer. Do you hear the silence?
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Good answer.
You're sick.
But we love it. Sick, but we love it.
I'm not that sick, all right? I'm clean. I was clean. I always got tested. I made sure I was clean. Good. You know, I was responsible. I made sure I was clean. But the answer to this was there are five.
There are five, but they use condoms the rest of their life.
But they will only use condoms for the rest of their life. No exceptions.
Well, I guess she makes you use the condoms. Yeah, unless you roll that way. I don't know if you roll that way.
It's 2023.
I'll do a seven.
Okay.
What were they originally? A five?
Five.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'll do a seven.
Oh, they go up for that?
No kids or anything.
I'll do a seven.
Oh, so you're a changed man.
Yeah.
I told you.
Okay.
You're resurrected.
Y'all don't believe me, man. Y'all don't got no faith in me. That's what it is.
See, my friends never have faith in me either when I say I'm going to change. So.
See what I deal with?
Flick that bean.
Period to the nails. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Look at them nails. Look,
hey, you see the can I buy with y'all nails?
You see what I did there?
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, that was a good one. What is that? A five. They're a five, but they've never left their hometown and never went to... I'm not even going to rate this. No. This is like one of my red flags. Like, this is so funny that I got this card because, like, no, it's just going to be a no. I'm going to say a one.
Oh.
Swear. Man. I'm sorry, but like...
Are you meaning like no travel, no nothing?
They've never left their hometown and never went to. I'm assuming like moved from their hometown. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like you can't grow in your hometown. Like, you really can't. Like, you have to be put in a new situation, a new environment. Like, what is it going to do, like, having your same side hose? Like, imagine living in your hometown, seeing all the people you went to high school with every single day.
What if you stay in your hometown and you don't got no hoes?
Yeah.
I said no.
He's
to
not
hometown.
Wrong about that.
I mean, okay, maybe a two if they got no hoes, but like, come
no,
on.
You, no, one, no.
Okay. But no, I'm sorry. No. Okay, a one is harsh. A two, seriously. Mm. Like, would you guys date someone from your hometown?
I would, but they would have to be willing to move.
Yeah.
So I'm about to say, be willing to travel around.
Have you guys lived in, like, Fort Lauderdale, Boca? Like, what about Fort Lauderdale, Boca, Del Rey? Like,
I feel like when this question is thinking about, like, a small little
country town. Like, I'm from a small little country town, like Mount Dora, like, inside of Central Florida.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I was born down here in 954 Gang, but, like, I went to high school up there, so that's what I would consider my hometown.
But, like, I've seen the world, but I don't know. I like it here.
No, but, like, you
I would
also,
maybe move somewhere else in Florida, but I can't really see myself.
I feel like here doesn't really apply because we have three big cities.
And I've also lived in Boca, Del Rey, West Boca, moving other places.
Like,
so.
If we're talking about Milwaukee, no. Or, like, Idaho. Nice. I don't even know. I bet it is, but it's just not for me.
Okay. Idaho's
nice. I've
never
been there either.
Yeah.
Idaho's nice.
Idaho, for the Idaho's. Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay, seven.
They're a seven, so but they wear jeans to bed. What? That's weird.
What?
That's a psychopath. That's 100% psychopath.
I'm curious. What if they're as like seven, though, and they're wearing jeans?
That's
no,
weird.
They're a strong seven.
That's
strong
weird.
Seven. I'm talking like strong seven.
I'm going to be like...
That's a psychopath.
Solid. Yeah.
But like, so...
Y'all cuddling up, no, you got jeans on.
Yeah, you can't cuddle. You can't, like, you know, like, touch.
You can't get comfy
kind
with that.
What kind of jeans?
That's, I
what you mean, what kind of jeans?
No, you can't get comfy, no jeans?
Damn.
Are they jeggings?
Are they skinny,
matter
are
fact,
they skinny
matter
jeans?
Fact, he got a, like, carpenter jeans, like, real thick and rugged.
We
what
love a ruggedy,
like,
man.
You know, like blue-collar man jeans.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's wearing.
Like,
that's sexy
too.
To you?
But he has, like,
yeah, I like blue-collar, like,
yeah, she's all about the yeehaw.
Like, y'all going to bed together. He's wearing blue-collar jeans.
Oh, no, I'm saying, no, I want to, like, maybe, like, want to take them off. Like,
we won't be able to take them off.
No, you can take jeans off.
Okay, so But if he's wearing them to bed and we're not, I don't, if we're not doing anything, I guess maybe, yeah, one. That's
weird. Let's say Morgan Wallen, but he goes to bed in jeans.
Okay, Morgan Wallen
is... He's a seven.
A seven? Eight. I'm going to give him like an 8.5. Shout out Morgan Wallen. Love you. I guess let's do like a 2.3.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, give him a little something.
Room for growth.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll have to have a conversation about it.
Okay.
Have a little sit down. Let's have to talk about this real quick.
Babe, what if we want to start getting, you know, maybe you got to take off the jeans.
I'll take the car too.
Morgan Wallen, you got to take off the jeans. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was a little good flicker. Yeah, right? Nice little flick. Oh, I feel like it's going to be a 9.
They're a 5.
5.5.
You know what? It's like right in the middle. I'm going to say 4.5.
Okay.
They're 4.5. Are they a 4.5, but they wear flip-flops to clubs? You just went from a 4.5 to a 1.
That's just me.
Are you a flip-flop wearer? No way.
Kev, you a flip-flopper?
Do they let you in
No, those
clubs?
Are Crocs. Those are Crocs.
Yeah, those are Crocs. My bad. Those are Crocs. My bad, man. I didn't mean to do that to you.
But still, Crocs in a club?
Well, okay. I'm not a flip-flop fan, but flip-flops on women look better than on men.
Well, if their toes are painted.
But it's a club, though.
It is a club. Well, what type of club? It'd be on the beach.
That's what I'm thinking, like a beach club, but...
So if it's a beach club... Really.
But I feel like it means like club, like...
Yeah,
I
feel like...
Oh. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go to a 1. I feel like you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
If they're wearing sandals, I can only imagine the rest of the fit.
Wear some flats or something. Why are your toes out on some flip-flops? I can't be associated with you.
She got bunions out.
Yeah. But if it was a beach club, it was like...
Well, obviously.
Cute little girl wearing flip-flops.
Cute little girl.
Watch your language.
That does not sound good.
Okay,
we do not condone underage entanglements on this show.
She's trying to get us in trouble.
We are not R. Kelly.
Do we need to talk about it?
R. Kelly, are you there? R. Kelly, are you there?
We have a conversation about this.
Oh.
Was she at least 17 and a half?
She was about 17.
You didn't know.
You know what? You know what a wise man said? If they ain't bleeding, they ain't breeding.
That's
what someone told me one time. If they ain't bleeding, they ain't breeding. Or is it if they ain't breeding, they're not bleeding? Whatever. You get the point.
Would you get me involved in right now?
He didn't watch our last podcast.
It's just game night.
All right, guys. All right. There are 3. Let's go. Let's see what we got going on over here.
Oh, gosh.
They give amazing massages and ask for nothing in return. That's a 10.
Oh, straight to it.
Listen, man, I like a good massage.
You know what? I get you, though, because if she on top of you, she massaging your back, you don't got to look at her. You good.
Facts.
You're right. You know, you're right.
Give me some.
You're right, you know. Nice little massage.
But then she, like, turn over. Yeah. Like, put that pillow on you.
I'm going to be like this. I'm gonna be knocked
out. BYOB, bring your own bag. But like with massages, it always gets like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, who gives a massage for 30 minutes without like, or, you know what I'm saying?
You don't get massages?
I mean, I give massages, but they always lead to.
I mean, they don't always have to. You know, y'all can have some self control. Be like, listen, baby, I just need a massage right here.
I mean,
you know,
I don't think he's gonna wanna take it there if she's a 3.
Then why is he getting massages from a 3?
Oh, but he did say she's a 10.
She really wanted to give the massage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's innocent?
Yeah, I'm talking for
all right, so do you think you could have a massage without it ever leading to anything sexual?
Are they a 3 or are we talking 7? Like,
let's say a 5.
Oh.
Right in the middle.
I don't like massages, so I don't.
What?
I don't like people touching me like that.
Who hurt you?
You actually, I have a funny story about, okay, first let me ask you guys, has anybody here gotten a happy ending massage?
No.
Me too.
Me too.
But also, I think it's illegal. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Wait, did you actually? Did you go? Did you go to an establishment?
No, I didn't. Okay, this is a wild story. This is probably like my freshman year. I don't even tell people this because it always slips my mind. But I went to this massage place. I will not name it. And my masseuse,
name it off camera.
Okay, I got you. But mine was a male though, so I don't know if you want to smoke. No, okay, period. And he was just like massaging me, and then all of a sudden, just like. Hello. And I wasn't like doors closed. I was kind of like, yeah, I'm a little bored, you know? And it was crazy, wild. absolutely wild.
And you just went with it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Was it good at least?
Crazy. It was like literally like fingers of like God.
But okay.
All right, so let me ask you. You said he was a 12. What if he was a 3 and he did
then
that?
Absolutely not. I'm clenching my legs for dear life. 911. I'm in a 2-piece and then I'm out. No. But he was like literally the most beautiful chocolate man. Like you could just tell.
He was a nice chocolate man.
No, he was like, and he wasn't weird about it. Like he was just like massaging me and then he was like, okay, like turn over. And then he would just like go up like to my butt and I was like, there's no way. There's no way.
I've done that with other people before.
That's fine. 100%. But I was like, there's no way. And then he was just like, oh, like, do you mind if I like massage your butt? And I was like, sure, like, whatever. And then from there, it was just like.
You started your career.
It was crazy. But like I didn't do anything else with him. I just let him.
This sounds like a scene of a porno.
You just
porn,
let him like go. Shh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tried to. But I was like, no, I don't know where you've been. I don't know if there's cameras here. It's already bad enough. I let you.
Oh, you would have been on the hub.
On World Star.
That sounds like a opening scene to a porno.
Can I just ask a question? Is anyone here like super ticklish?
I'm extreme.
So that's like, so it's hard to enjoy a massage. But sometimes, you know, they're like, like.
But I'm ticklish on my toes, like my feet and my toes.
No, I'm ticklish like everywhere.
I just tell them like, can't get like in my arm.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, stop.
And I like.
I'm not really ticklish.
So it's like the past few times I have gone to massage, they're like, I'm like, and I can't relax.
Picture you doing that too. That's the best part.
But like upper back, neck area, all good. Just
yeah.
Definitely my toes, like bottom
my
of my feet
are the worst.
Like when you're getting a pedicure.
Like I will kick someone in their jaw if they try to come for my foot. I'm not kidding. I'm roundhouse
good thing
kicking
Mr.
you to the face.
Yeah. Didn't go for your feet. Like,
yeah,
I don't
no.
mess around with that. Don't do not tickle me.
Okay.
Do not tickle me. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh my God, a good 9. How crazy that was. I'm just kidding. I moved it there.
You deserve a 9 now.
Hey! Our first 10.
But it's a negative trait, so we won't see how this goes.
All right, they're a 10, but.
Oh my God, I just got choked. Their family hates you. Oh, well, that's depressing.
Wow.
We were also talking about.
That went down real quick.
I mean, honestly, though. No, I can't. We were just talking about this, how important it is for like our person to like our family. And are, like vice versa, a 10. I mean, that kind of sounds like his problem, though.
Yeah.
But why would they hate me?
That's not the question.
Okay.
The question is they hate you.
They're maybe a 10, but their family hates dinner. You. Well, he's a 10, so I don't like that. Doesn't I mean?
So you don't correlate that with him?
No.
Okay.
No, but so, I would have had to do something really awful for their parents to hate me.
So he's still a 10.
9.8. Like I don't really. Honestly, I don't think he goes down for this. It's his problem. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I'll be
great
here.
Great answer.
There. Right? What would you guys say to that? I don't know.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, like that's.
I mean, it would suck, but
yeah.
I would.
Like, why, but yeah, there are 10.
Your family's one, but you still.
Thanksgiving's going to be awkward when you go in there.
Yeah.
I'll eat outside. Ain't no problem.
I sit at the kids' table.
For real.
See, I sit on the porch.
There are 2, but.
Oh, we won't see how this goes.
They have impeccable style. I don't even give a fuck. I mean, I don't really care.
No, that is a huge thing for
you
me.
You don't care
style.
About the style?
Huge thing.
Like I said before, I kind of like guys that, you know, have...
He's wearing jeans to bed.
No, the style is worse than that.
Yeah. Like flip-flops in the club.
Flip-flops
jorts.
In the club.
Are we talking crop top? Crop top, jorts, and like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
the worst you can get.
But like, yeah. Worst. Not flip-flops, like church stompers 9000s. Like,
what?
Oh, the Jesus sandals?
We got the Jesus 11s on. Hey, actually, I can't even be.
Those are different. Those are Birkins.
I got some Jesus 11s.
I'm talking like the one with the toe cover. You know what I'm talking about?
Either way, they're 2, but they have impeccable style. But I don't know. Style's not like.
That's crazy.
That's not like.
So they're still a 2?
Yeah, they're still a 2.
It sounds like it's still a 2 over here.
That's a hard life to live.
Dave. Well, I'm sorry, my friend.
Bro, imagine just working on your style, trying to be the best man you could be.
You're like, hey, babe, how I look? Still you still look a 2, man. I'm sorry.
Still a 2.
I'm sorry. I don't make the rules here.
That was so funny.
Jeez.
I've spoken. Sorry, but...
Really? A two? Not what even would like you a give that? Like, at least a three. At least a three.
I mean, it's like, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Give him a 2.5, you know, for more support.
2.4.
Jeez. That's honest, though. I like that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, I guess if it's really that, but it's, if it was, nah, I don't really, yeah. It's
she can't really even help him out.
That's how I felt about the hometown. There was nothing anyone could say.
There are six, but they read by using their finger to follow every word.
That's cute.
So they're blind.
That is not cute.
They're blind or boring?
They're blind, dyslexic, and illiterate. They're a one.
We are dyslexic.
They are a one.
Are we a one, Kara? We're dyslexic? No, I'm playing.
All right, maybe not a one.
We don't read with our fingers? What are you talking about?
All right, so I'm going to go six. 6 to 3, because, like, come on. We out at dinner reading the menu.
Nah, you got to put the glasses come down. On. Hey, hold on a second. Let me do this.
Come on. Well, I got to teach you how to read? 6 to 3. You weren't even popping as it is, and now you just got worse. I'm sorry.
That's fair enough.
Oh, gosh.
What'd you get?
They're ooh, a one. But...
Okay. They better be doing something real nice for you.
Jesus Christ. They're one, but...
Oh, that's great. That is like at least a 9.
Well, they have to do that if they're a one. Oh,
they make you come first every time.
But you guys are different, though.
You guys
come
first every time anyway.
You guys are like two pump chumps. Girls are like different.
But the way the card is read is like you really doing it.
Oh, they're like...
Offer it. Yeah, that glock.
Then
glock.
Bet that up.
So they go down on you first, and then they have sex.
And then however, whatever their magic
we
is.
We might not even make it to sex.
They might even just look.
We might still be in the car.
Well, the person's one, though. So.
But they're a one. I got to remember, they're a one.
This is worse than a bag over the head.
Jesus Christ.
What was the first one I had? Because they were a three, but it was something.
It was were the in bed, sand, right?
They go no. down on you first. They yeah. go down on you yeah, all the time.
They go down on you all the time.
That's even worse. A that's one.
Oh, my God. That means she's got grip, though. She might be a one, but.
It's she's clenching.
Kiko.
It's hard to be a one.
It is.
What?
It's hard.
Come on, baby. Like you gotta be a one. Come on.
Wait, what is it called? Two layers of teeth, two rows of teeth.
A one, like, that just sounds
it doesn't
like
know, it doesn't have to be head, ooh. Though. It could be sex. She could be like riding.
She could
you.
Just even look at you.
She
could do reverse cowgirl.
I'm a. I'll be nice. I'll give it 2.
I'll be nice.
I'll be nice.
He's like, be nice, 1.1.
I thought about it. I was like, nah, let me not do that.
Okay. There are six, but okay. They're obsessed with anime and regularly quote from absolutely not.
It sounds like a
anti-anime. Well, sorry to offend you, but it's just not for me. Like, it just doesn't get my gears going.
Tweet his own. Yeah. It's okay, though.
But, like, I like reality TV shows, and nobody likes reality TV shows.
I really don't. I hate reality.
Yeah, that's equivalent to anime. No, I'm sorry. Okay, what are they, a 6?
Reality TV is equivalent to anime.
I guess it's better than the hometown, but... But they quote it?
It teaches you about life, okay?
Anime?
You ever watched Naruto?
What is it?
You were not? Nope, never mind.
I thought it was Naruto.
Naruto. And you got One Piece. You got
just Pokemon count, because I like Pokemon.
I like Miss Pokemon.
Yeah, technically, gotta catch them all.
Technically, yes, it does count. Technically, yes.
So?
It's just not giving what I need it to give. It's going to be a 2. Like, it doesn't help me.
Damn.
No. Okay. They don't go down, but they definitely don't move. Like, I'm not like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, God.
She's like a depressed mom. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like, are you sure we're talking about the same thing? Yeah, I guess a 5. No, 4. No, 3. I'm not even going to lie to.
Wow.
Because I can picture texting like my girls being like, oh my God, he's a 6. Well, no, I would never say, oh my God, he's a 6. I would be like, he's cute, but he likes anime. And I just know they would all be like, oh my God.
Wow. I've never watched anime before. So
okay.
Yeah, right. I'm getting better.
Carol, hold on. We're going to switch it up with you.
Okay.
Bonus round.
Bye-bye. All right.
So because we've been getting a lot of neutrals. So we either going to do 1 or 10.
1 or 10?
We're going to 10. We're gonna give you a 10. We're gonna say they're a 10, but because we haven't pulled these,
yeah,
we haven't pulled these red cards at all.
Okay, so they're a 10, but They never flush the toilet after they use it. Ew. I mean, they're saving water.
Please explain.
But she loves Earth.
Please explain.
I am very...
What did you say?
She loves Earth.
I didn't buy paper towels for like almost like 2 years.
I heard she loves
turds.
Like, she taught me how to be more like Earth conscious.
Yeah. We lived together for like 3 years, yeah. So I was like...
So they just...
You're going to explain
this. No,
it's
like if you're gonna go, you know, like...
Oh, they're doing it all.
They're
not flushing.
That's a little gross.
And what you thought? I was just going to just a few tinkles and they're not going to flush?
Yeah, like, you know, they're not... If it's a guy, like, they're not using, like, toilet paper or anything. So they just got to, you know, just pee.
Can I ask a question while we're on this topic?
Go ahead.
I'm scared.
Can I... Do you think is it appropriate to ask that question?
Absolutely.
What question?
Okay, you want me to send it?
Absolutely.
We'll send it.
The one I said in the car.
Say
okay,
it.
How does everybody wipe their ass? No. There's context to it. I'm not going to say who, but me and my family, you know who I'm talking to. One of us, we were all talking, and one of them said that they stand up to wipe, like they're, you can put two and
this
two.
This is a little personal.
And are you asking if we stand or sit to wipe?
Basically, or like front to back, like because I thought that was weird, but I've asked a couple people, and apparently I'm the weird one for not standing when I wipe. So does everybody
you're
else?
You're definitely the weird one. Well, you're a woman, so y'all.
You stand when you wipe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What?
I gotta do like a twist, like get
no,
in.
No, I just kind of like arc the back.
No, I'm with Kaz. I stand.
That is so weird.
Now
please tell me you're a sitter.
I stand. Like I'll do a little.
There's
a little.
No way you guys are spread eagle 3 to 9 o'clock.
No one 100%. Else is in the bathroom with you.
For real.
Yeah, I mean,
all
right.
Really,
you're sitting in a chair now, right?
Okay.
How do you get the full?
I spread them. I arc the back, and then I just go like.
You're not getting the full one.
I'm getting the full one.
I can't even go that.
Trust me, there's a lot of ass back there. I've figured it out how to do it.
I'm surprised you don't stand with all that ass back right there.
So if you're doing all that, don't you think like your hand gonna hit the toilet seat or something?
See,
like,
no, but I've got into a skill. I'm not gonna lie. When I was a kid, my hand used to go in the water, and so I've. I thought this was open time. So I've learned not to, but like...
This conversation's going too far.
I'm sorry, I do not stand. I think that is so weird. Standing and what... Like, are your legs closed or are you spread them?
I just do a little twist, like...
What do you mean twist? Like a 360?
Give me a good amount of wiping.
So you're just...
All right, I'm going to end the conversation because now that Madison,
he's a two, but he stands when he wipes.
I'm just going
to
say
10,
you have some stuff to think about. But
this number. She's going to think about it in the car.
They never flush the toilet after they use it. Listen, if they're going number two, you got to flush it. If you're going number one, not that big of a deal for me. So, but if they're not flushing it after the big one, I'm going to say you're... like a 7.9. That's a little
gross.
That's
still pretty high.
That is... But they're a 10, though.
So I mean, you probably should, like, take a shit. Like, when you take up, you know, you should flush
it.
Can't
say that word.
I'm just saying,
you
though.
You can say it. Just go ahead.
I'm just saying, though, if, you should flush it if you go number two. Absolutely. Very,
100%.
Okay.
All right, so they're a 10, but I guess the same thing. They never wash their hands.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Y'all some dirty people. Y'all don't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Like, thinking about
they're
it.
They're definitely
yeah.
going Pass. Down. I'm trying to think how far down they're.
Never washes their
Ever.
Hand. Like, think about it after they, like...
That's disgusting.
...themselves, they're not washing their hands.
I think they're going down to a 3.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Going all the way down. Wash your hands, baby.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Dirty. Dirty bastard.
Me?
Why are you...
No, no.
Why are you doing this?
All right, you two going to grab two more negatives.
Damn you, weirdo.
They won't leave your side at social gatherings.
Oh, that's Ooh. Annoying. You got
but there are 10?
There are 10, but they won't leave your side at social gatherings.
Well, she's super bad. You might not want her to leave your side.
You might
want
to show her off. That's a good point.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do a little 8, you know. I don't mind a little clinginess. If she a 10, I'm going to show her off. What?
10 to 8, that's still a little
that's not bad.
A little bit, you know, it's a little drop off, but, you know, because sometimes I want my space. I'm like, hey, if I want to go do my own thing, you know, see some people I haven't seen in a minute. I want to do my own thing.
But what if she's like, no, like you have to take me?
Oh, that means she's crazy Puerto Rican.
With like, yeah, crazy Puerto Rican. But with like the boys too, like boys night out.
You might have a fight, but then have great sex later.
What?
Okay.
What she said. But she won't leave.
No, the crazier they are, the better they be in bed.
That is true.
Exactly.
Until they trap your ass. Trap your butt.
They done got me a few times.
You ain't wrong about that.
Them Puerto Ricans.
A 10. They throw up every single time they drink. Every single time. Are we talking
hold
like,
your liquor, girl. Every hold time. Your liquor.
Ooh, that's liquor. Are we talking about like they puke and rally though? Because like that I'm on
nah,
board with.
They just blacking out. You got to babysit them every time.
Oh, that's. Oh, my. And they're a 10?
And it's a man.
Oh, God. I have dated a guy that threw up like a lot. Damn. And I was like,
are you talking about Juggernogger?
Yeah. Who?
We're not saying names.
No, we have nicknames for every guy.
I don't think that was his nickname, though.
No, but we're calling him Juggernogger.
Anyway, there's the nickname, but I know who you're talking about, but yeah. Bro, it was like, you know, like, you'd be like, again? Like,
nah, I can't.
That would piss me off.
That would get annoying, man. Yeah.
Oh, so a 10? Oh, my God.
Imagine having, like, cleaning it up.
Are they out in public? No, that's still no.
Yeah, if you're out in public, yeah, and they throw up.
They're a 10, like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
He throws up.
If you can't
imagine him being with Michael B. Jordan, he throw up every time y'all go out.
It's okay, baby, throw up in my mouth. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Whoa. No, I'm not.
I want to leave.
No, I feel just kidding. I'm going to get canceled for that one, but it's okay. No.
We're going to send that to him.
Honestly, period. Can we redo it though? I'll say it like a little sexier.
All right, and
Michael B. Jordan, I want you to throw up in my mouth, please.
Pastor, give me that card.
You don't get that card no more. You're done.
I would say they're still a 9. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
So read it off. They're a 1, but
they pay for everything.
Oh, no, nice. Hold on. We talking now.
I'm a little money tight right now.
We love the honesty.
I'm a little she said, hold on a second. I'm a little. She
said. Explain.
Okay, they pay for everything. I'll give you let's give you a 6.9.
6.9.
He's paying for everything. Like you got your rent, your car.
Yeah, your whole life is paid for. Like,
Are you good?
Well, think about. Read my eyes. Can you read my eyes right
now? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did have a guy that paid everything for me.
See, we're just like that.
I did have a guy pay
he
everything.
He wasn't a 1.
Oh, he was like a 7.
Yeah.
He was like a 7, and he paid for everything for me. And he was really rich, very wealthy.
Seven and paying for everything?
Yeah, but I wasn't feeling it with him, so I ended it. And he didn't live here. He like flew here to see me all the time.
Crazy.
You got it like that.
I'm talking like country flights, not like Idaho, Milwaukee. Ho.
We're not going to say where he's from because then it will totally give it away. But
can I say like just one? No. Okay, fine.
You already said out the country.
He was out of the country and he was flying here to see me and he paid for everything and he was super nice.
You got the foreign dudes.
But I just wasn't feeling it. So we'll give him a 6.9.
Go back to the question.
That's...
See, money isn't everything, ladies.
Money's not everything.
Just enough to get you from 1 to 6.9.
Yeah, we had fun for a few weeks. Jump. Yeah.
Be flying from everywhere, but yeah.
Teach his own.
You know what? High five. He's flying out the country to see you, ho. I love that.
All right. They're a 1, but they make you forget to check your phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Aw.
But how do they make you forget, like, to check your phone?
Like, you're just so involved in the conversation that you're not going to check your phone.
But how are you involved if you're, like, you know, looking? I'm sorry.
I say they'll go from a 1 to a
3.5.
3.5.
Because I can enjoy the date. Like, I don't check my phone if I'm on a date anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very respectful.
But the conversation's great. You know, you cool people. Unfortunately, I'm not attracted to you.
Of course. Understandable.
It's your turn.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Madison's are always so interesting.
Oh, well, I haven't even read this one yet. They're a 10, but talking to them is like talking to a brick wall. Actually, this is all my ex-boyfriends. So I would say, I would probably say an 8.9. Like, I'm, yeah.
Oh, so you're used to it.
Yeah, period.
A 10 to an 8.9?
Talking to a brick. I mean, they're still hot.
To a brick? Nah.
Like, just close your mouth, lay down.
What?
That's why I'm
single.
That
escalated.
No, but this is like a huge thing in modern day dating. Literally, like, they could be a 10 and it's like talking to not even a brick wall, like a effing, like, I don't even know, plaster wall that hasn't even been.
That's why I'm still single.
Me too.
And I've, like, you know, like, been on a date with a guy or guys, you know, we're in a car or whatever, and you're just sitting there and you're like, am I going to have to make the whole conversation right now?
I have had some of the worst first dates of my life. Like, I'm talking, I've been roofied on a first date, like, wild.
I'm sorry, what?
Wild. We're not even going to go down that one. Wild. Like, stood up by a rehab guy, like, the crazy things. I went on a date with this guy, brick wall. And he was a bodybuilder. This is why I don't date bodybuilders either. The entire time, swear to God, he's like white. He looked like kind of Spanish, but like not really. He's like, I hate colored people. Started going crazy. And I'm sitting there like looking at myself like, I'm like, okay, I'm just making sure I'm still like brown, right? Like, I hate da-da-da-da, like going crazy. And I'm like, oh no, like that's a no for me, right? Fast forward, he was at the Gay Pride Festival, and I went with, like, my ex-bestie at the time, and I saw him finger-popping some man's asshole, so that's just really crazy to me. Swear to God. You know what it is. I'll tell you off camera.
What the fuck?
And yeah. So that's just real wild to me. No, I swear to God. Swear to God. And I didn't even want to go on the date with him because he wasn't my type. I swear. So it's just so funny. And the craziest part is that the guys, like, he was finger popping a colored man's asshole.
Oh.
A butthole. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just the best part. So I'm like, crazy. And that's thesis.
We clocking out.
And that's the thesis. No, so that's what I mean by brick wall. And so he was still good looking, but I was like, okay, you are literally the scum of the earth. So maybe a 4.
Thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
What in the world?
Yeah, so don't ever meet him. I call him Meatball.
I don't want to.
I feel like you guys learned so much about
we
me.
Did. We did.
Every
I feel like we got closer, guys.
But yeah, again, we coming up on episode 100.
Yes, we are.
Is this
yes,
episode 100?
This is not episode 100. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is this like 69 or something?
It's 90.
What?
96.
Ooh,
yes, it is. Okay, hey,
I think.
Okay.
96. 96. Call 97. It 96. Maybe 97. I could be wrong.
96.
But yeah, drop your IGs one more time for the people.
Oh, C-A-R-R-A-H-H underscore.
M-A-D-I-S-O-N-D-E-B-O-R-A-A.
And this is your boy, Devin. You can follow me at underscore DJ product 95.
How you hit that?
A-A.
Let me see if I can do it. And this is your boy, Kaz. You can follow the IG, C-A-Z underscore 0.
Zero.
Don't go nowhere because you can follow this beautiful podcast. Can I with your podcast? All okay. Platforms, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook.
And the vibes Instagram. Are always immaculate.
And the vibes are always immaculate.
Or a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
see?
We on OnlyFans. Aren't we on OnlyFans now?
Ooh, hold on.
What?
Take your time, bro. Take your time. You know, it's
OnlyFans.
This is big right here.
I forgot to tell y'all.
Oh my
God. He's out.
There's a big announcement, guys. I'm sorry here.
I forgot to tell y'all. We are officially on OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying?
So
we
who's dropped pulling that their dick thing. Out. Ooh, ooh. Very.
Wait. Find out on the next episode.
I'll be there. Wow.